Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day that you have given to us today. Thank you for everything that you have done for us and for everything that you have blessed us with. Please be with those who are currently serving in our military. Please help keep them safe. Please be with those who are in need of our prayers at this time, whether it be physically or spiritually. Please be with the speaker tonight and please help him to have a ready remembrance of what he has prepared. Please be with our leaders as they are in office. Please help them to continue to make decisions that will allow us to continue to worship you freely without fear of persecution. Please continue to be with us as we continue to strive to serve you. Please be with us the rest of this week, and please help us to go back to our homes safely, if it be your will. Please let us meet here again at the next appointed time, if it be your will. And thank you for sending your Son Jesus to this earth to die for the remission of our sins. And in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. I'd like to talk to us again this time about doing what is right, no matter what others choose to do or have chosen to do. I'm almost 79 years old. In April, I will be. At this age, I've lost many family members, friends, acquaintances. For instance, my mother and father and my older brother are gone. My son Benjamin passed away many years ago. And my younger sister Elaine and my younger brother Timothy passed away recently. Of these, some family members that I have lost, I am hoping to see again in heaven. Other ones, I have to leave it in the hands of God to His divine providence. God is the righteous judge. God does all things well. I'd like for us to turn to Luke chapter 16, if you will, please. The story about rich man and Lazarus. Luke chapter 16, starting with verse 19. Jesus tells us briefly of the lives and the fates of after death of two human beings. A rich man who is not named and a poor man named Lazarus. So we can read the passage. This is from the New King James. Starting with verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid by his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from this rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from here pass to you. Particularly now, let's notice in verse 27, there's an attitude type change from where the rich man is now in torment. Starting with verse 27, then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one raised from the dead. Think about this, because so many in this world will be lost because they are just not interested in studying the Bible to find out who God is, our mighty Creator, and what He might want from us. They would rather continue in ignorance of God and not worry about how He wants us to live so they can do just as they wish, denying in their minds that we are accountable to anyone, much less to an all-knowing God. Even sadder to me than this outright rebels against God are those who want to serve God and then they believe false doctrines. They are told, only believe, or there is nothing you can do to be saved. God does it all. They have little motive to search the scriptures to find out what God's plan really is, especially when they put their faith in an individual or an organization, and they do not go to God's word and study the Bible. If some of these who have been taught only believe learn the truth, that obeying God is essential to being saved, they may feel that if they're baptized for the remission of their sins, which they're seeing, they will be condemning their family members who firmly believe that faith only will save them. But God's answer to this, we just read in Luke 16, that we all have God's word available to us to read and study on our own or with others. We are each one of us responsible to study out what God wants us to do and how he wants us to live. The rich man's brothers had available to them all the information needed to avoid being sent to the place of torment, which was written in the law and the prophets. Just so it can be of some comfort to us to know that if we come to a knowledge of the truth, that obedience to God's commands is necessary to be saved, our family and relatives also have this same Bible. The law, the prophets, the gospels, the letters, and the revelation to study to find out what they must do to be saved. Will they make the effort to study it out? We can certainly encourage them to do so. We can invite them to consider the scriptures as a whole and not to pick and choose and leave passages out. We can pray for them and have wisdom and insight into God's will as they study his word. If our mistaken loved ones have passed away, their destiny is in God's hands. What we do won't change this. If our mistaken loved ones are still on this earth, they must each decide for themselves in their lifetime. Don't be lost because those who would not study God's word further are lost. If they are lost, just as the rich man in Luke 16, they don't want you in torment with them. I want to share with you a few scriptures. These scriptures will let you know the importance of certain topics in the Bible. Because I'm not going to read all of them, but I have two pages of scriptures that are on topics, and I've made copies of these. And they're in the green folder up here on the front pew. So if any of you want to have these to use with your studies, you're welcome to have those. I think it's 8 copies there. But there's certain passages that will help us to know that we need to study. I have 5 of them listed on that form. I'll just read the last one here, which is one of my favorites, the Bereans. Acts 17, verses 10 and 11. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. And why is that? Because in that they received the word with readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. There's passages that show that faith alone will not save us. In James, the 2nd chapter, verses 14 through 17. Excuse me. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, we were studying that tonight, and one says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. There are a lot of passages about why baptism is necessary. That's on the 2nd page of the notes there. And baptism saves us, so if baptism saves us, can we be saved without it? The scripture there is from 1 Peter 3, 20 through 21. Baptism washes away our sin. Can we be saved with our sin still on our souls? Acts 22, 16, Ananias is saying to Paul in Damascus, "And why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Baptism puts us into Christ. So if salvation is in Christ, can we be saved outside of Christ? That comes from Galatians 3:27. So all these scriptures here are showing that we're being baptized into into Christ's death. We come in contact with the blood, as we'll be seeing in just a moment, with what Seth has chosen for our invitation song. Verse 5 of Romans chapter 6, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." If you want to get your songbooks out now and open to the scripture of nothing but the blood, the song "Nothing But the Blood" that Seth has chosen, I want you to let you notice that these scriptures describe that we have a part in our salvation, that it is not limited to faith only. Obedience plays a part. Obedient faith meets the conditions for God to save us, not faith only. In Philippians, the second chapter, 12 and 13, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Remember, I said at the beginning, I've seen many of my own family members die, and then other friends and family. Well, just as an example, we don't know when we're going to die. My mother was 71 years old. My father was 101. But my brother was 18. My son Benjamin passed away. He was 22. We don't know when we're going to die. We must study and keep this in mind. Elaine was 72. My youngest brother of the family, Timothy, was 69. He thought he was very strong. He thought he was going to survive from COVID. So please consider carefully your choice to be obedient to God while you live. If you have any questions, any of us here would be glad to study with you. And I particularly, and I know we all, would rejoice if we can be with you when we all go to heaven someday. So please stand and let us sing.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know.
particular group that's helped get pretty regularly now. Thank you for the talk, Mr. Weston. I always like the individual Lazarus story. It's a little bit of imagery we get of life beyond that you don't get in many other places. So clearly. Do any of the men have any enough to speak for? Is it sharing God from that text to be for where she's working really well and not what she's done? If nothing else, I'll be right back. Thank you for having me in Jesus.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before thee with great thanksgiving for having been here tonight to bring us here safely, that we might enjoy this Bible study that we've engaged in. We pray, Father, that you'll help us to retain the truth that we've learned, to put it into our minds and into our hearts and live it out in our lives, to be that faithful servant who is urgent about doing your good will and accomplishing your good works, that you may be glorified in all the earth. We're thankful, Father, for the message that we heard about readiness and the reminder that our life is but a vapor and it is gone in an instant, and well, whether we know it or not, that it will come to an end and we don't know what to expect. So we expect that we should live according to your word and be ready instantly and every hour to be faced with judgment and to be with you forever and ever. Father, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins and for our shortcomings that keep us unprepared when we don't let those things, when we're not corrective of those things. And we pray, Father, that we will find correction, that you will give us guidance into your walks of life you would have us to go. Show us what is truth and righteousness always and keep that in our minds. We pray for your refreshing of our minds, that we be clear about what is good and right, and that we are always prepared to meet thee in glory. Father, be with our brethren who were not able to be here tonight, Sister Sharon not feeling well, and others who can't make it for different reasons. We pray, Father, that those barriers may be removed and that they may be able to be with us again soon. Certainly that Sister Sharon would be well and feel good again. But Father, we're also mindful that they can be strengthened, that they would need to be strengthened in the prayers that they offer and the readings that they have. So we pray, Father, that they will be kept safe until we can see them again. Father, go with us through all the walks of life. Help us to remember that we don't have a promise for tomorrow, but that we plan to do what is good and right in thy sight, and that as you will, we go from day to day. We pray all of these things in that hope through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah.